Archer Radio, episode 110.
You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Wednesday, October 19th, 2005. I've got the Madonna headset on, and I'm going to do some little jobs that I have to do, so I thought I would record a podcast while I'm doing some things. I'm going to wash out this container. I don't know if anybody else... I eat this Yoplait yogurt whips. I don't know if you've seen these or had these or not, but I'm eating like one a day. It's supposed to be good for you, but I think it's too full of sugar. But here's the thing. After you eat the yogurt, do you throw the little plastic things away? Because I think I'm going to save them, but you know, you have to wash them out. But I don't know what I'm going to do with them once I save them. I tend to think that it's such a waste to throw this plastic away. And I don't know. It doesn't have a little... Oh, yes, it does have a little recycle thing on the bottom, but I can't see what the number is, so I don't know what the recycling thing is. God, I can't see that number. Maybe it says a 5. So I guess you can recycle them, but I don't know. Should I throw them in my... I should put them in my recycling bin. That's what I'm going to do, because now I've collected like 6 of these things since I started eating this yogurt. And I guess I'm going to put them in my recycling container.
And by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
I was going to talk about today. Oh, so yeah. I'm not going to save them. I just decided I'm going to throw those little plastic things away. Today, Apple introduced updated, I won't say new, but updated PowerBooks and Power Mac G5s. I won't say new to the PowerBooks because all they did was change the display and I guess like the hard drive size of some of them. Is it hard drive size? I guess something else. But so I won't be getting a new PowerBook because they're not brand new. I'm still waiting for the day when they put out a G5 PowerBook. And I think that's going to be quite a while because of the heat that's produced by the G5 chip. Oh, but yeah, as I said, I'm doing little jobs around the house while I'm talking. So, like right now, I'm filling my sugar container. What was I talking about? Oh, the Apple introductions today. The PowerBooks, they changed the displays. Supposedly they're like brighter displays or something. But I don't think it's that great of a update that I would want to go out and buy one. I have the 17-inch PowerBook that I've actually had since it was first introduced 2 years ago. It's my PowerBook, I think, is 2 years old. Was 2 years old in September. So, but you know what? It's still a great workhorse. It's the 1 gigahertz, and I have a gigabyte of memory. Of course, the hard drive could be bigger, but I just use it for work, so it's no big deal. But the new ones, I should go to the website and actually check this out and tell you what they are. But then again, by the time you're listening to this, you probably already know all about what the PowerBooks were upgraded to today, but I remember because Mac Central updated their stats. They were listening to the press event and they were updating their webpage constantly with what the new PowerBooks are going to be. And what was I saying? Oh, so I was able to find out as it was happening what the updates are going to be. And let's see, I'm going to go to the Mac Central site and it says new PowerBooks. They say new, but as I said, I'm not calling them new because all they did was upgrade the, they upgraded the 15-inch and 17-inch PowerBooks. The new model features a screen with 1440 by 900 resolution for the 15-inch and for the 17-inch, 1680 by 1050, which they say is the same resolution as a 20-inch cinema display. I think that would make everything look smaller on there. It says the new PowerBooks sport 22% greater battery life. They have a standard DVD RW super drives and built-in support for Apple's 30-inch display. They also, I believe, all of the PowerBooks now come with Bluetooth and AirPort Extreme built in. So I guess that's good, but I just don't think there's enough new parts for the PowerBooks to consider buying one, because they're still at the same speed. I always look for the speed upgrade, which they did not do. Apple also upgraded their PowerMac G5 systems with slightly faster RAM, but they did a dual processor. I'm not sure, because I don't really even look at those, but they have a single processor and a dual core configuration at 2 gigahertz, and the quad dual processor, I guess that's 4. See, that's all that jargon's kind of over my head, so I don't really care about those. But so anyway, Apple upgraded their PowerBooks and their G5 systems, and I don't think they're impressive enough for me to even think about buying one. Not that I'm even in the market to buy something new. I'm not. So, but again, as I said, by the time you're hearing this, you have already, if you're an Apple person, you already know that. The one thing they did introduce today was a new program called Aperture, which is for photo professionals. And I like it because it does all the things that you need to do in terms of photo editing and photo archiving and all of this stuff. But you can do all of your work with a raw image. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Now, most digital cameras save their pictures in the JPEG format. But some digital cameras, ones that are a little bit higher end, shoot and save in RAW format, which is the complete data that is produced by the camera, instead of compressing it into a JPEG. My camera, my Canon Digital Rebel, can do that too. You can save in RAW image, but I've had a hard time dealing with the RAW image because I don't have any programs that that you can manipulate the photograph in a RAW image. So I haven't bought any program or worked with the raw images, so I just save them in JPEG and edit them that way. But this new program lets you do completely everything with the raw image, and it doesn't change the raw image, the original raw image. You still have the entire size of the photograph, which is really amazing. And I checked out this program just a little bit, and it sounds like a really cool program. The only problem is that you have to, when I clicked on the for Apple and went to the Aperture website that tells you all about it, the statistics of what you need, what computer you have to use this program, already limits me out, because it says you need a dual 2 gigahertz PowerMac G5 or faster. Well, hello, I only have an iMac. Plus, the program is $499, which is totally out of my price range, but it does so much stuff in terms of manipulating photographs. I love it. I wish they had a scaled down version for the Mac. Maybe they will. I mean, for the iMac, maybe they will. I don't know.
That's too funny. I can't remember when I've heard a funnier anecdote. Okay, now you tell one.
But thinking of this photo professional photo program made me remember that this weekend I have a photo shoot. Excuse me. I haven't had a photo shoot for months. And my artist friend Bob has lined up some models for this weekend. Because as you know, as one of my hobbies is shooting male nudes. And I post them on my other website. But so this weekend I've got, like, I think we have 4 models lined up. 2 for Saturday and 2 for Sunday. And I'll be shooting a lot of photographs then. I'm sure I'll fill up my 2 gig card in my camera. And I wish, now that I'm hearing all about this Aperture program, I wish I would have it to manipulate my photographs. I try to manipulate my photographs in the camera or as I'm taking the picture in terms of background and framing and lighting and all that stuff. I try to do that not pre-production, but so that I don't have to do it post-production. In other words, you know, once I've taken the photograph, it's done, and I don't have to manipulate it very much on the computer. They're all digital, though. All of my photographs are digital. But what I was thinking I would do, because I don't really talk about this or even share these on the Archer Radio site, but I'm going to post a photograph today, because you're downloading this on Thursday, I'm going to post a photograph on the Archer Radio website for you to see an example, just an example of the kind of photographs that I take. Yes, they're male nude, but I consider them to be very artistic in nature. They're not pornographic at all. And most of the ones I take actually don't even show genitals or anything like that. It's more of the male figure posing in certain positions and so forth. So I'm going to pick one of my favorites and post it over on archerradio.com. So if you're interested in seeing the kind of photograph that I like to take, or just a naked man, you can go over to archerradio.com and check out the picture that's posted on today's with today's podcast. Let's see, what else am I going to talk about? You know, the hurricane, I don't know where it is right now, but the last time I heard it was a category 5. It had exploded overnight from a tropical storm to a category 5 in 24 hours. And I heard this morning on the news that it was possibly the strongest hurricane ever to go into the Gulf. Luckily, it looks like it's not going to go towards the already devastated Gulf Coast. It's going to probably lose its strength and slam into Florida later this weekend, probably by Saturday or Sunday. That was the last track I heard. So while it's a very strong hurricane right now, it's going to be downgraded, I'm sure, at least according to all the computer models that I was seeing. Now, I did want to mention some listener email and stuff that I'd been getting lately. I got lots of email from Special Delivery Mark, because the wines that he sent us, the boyfriend and I, actually arrived on Monday. Today's Wednesday, but they arrived on Monday. And I was thinking about, he actually sent us two wines from a winery called Twisted Oak. Is it Twisted Oak Vineyards or Twisted Oak Winery or something like that? But he sent us two wines. One is called Calaveras County Viognier, and the other one's called Tanner Vineyard Syrah from Calaveras County. I guess it just says Twisted Oak. So the boyfriend and I are planning to taste these this weekend and do a show about each one. And I was actually thinking about cooking. Yes, me cooking Friday night, because the boyfriend has to come here because I'm having my photo shoot here this weekend. Cooking something that would go with the Viognier, and so that we could actually taste it with food and then, you know, write down notes and stuff and podcast about it later, which we most definitely will. But I don't really know what to cook. I'm just thinking some kind of chicken with pasta or something. I'm not really sure. That's something I have to think about before Friday. And of course, if I asked the boyfriend, he'd know exactly what I should cook. But I kind of want to just do it myself. Also, for the Syrah, I don't know what to have with the Syrah. I know we've had pizza with Syrah in the past a long time ago, and we had pizza last weekend, so I don't think I'll do pizza, but maybe some kind of pasta with red sauce or something. I have no idea. So we have those wines to taste this weekend and do a podcast on. So thank you, Special Delivery Mark, and we've been emailing back and forth about that stuff. And I also got an email from Lee in Pikesville, Maryland. And maybe he didn't want me to say that, I don't know. And he's a relatively new listener. He says he's been listening for 4 or 5 weeks so far, and he wanted to say how much he enjoys my podcast. And he always looks forward to each episode, and he says he's never disappointed, which is very nice of you, Lee. Thank you very much. And then he asks if I have ever talked about how I met the boyfriend on the show. Well, Lee, I have talked about that in the past, but I can just quickly review for you that I met the boyfriend through the internet. As I was talking about earlier, I like to say I'm an amateur photographer of male nudes, and he responded to my call for models and came over and posed for me, and then we kind of hit it off from then on. So that's how I met him, through the internet. And so, Lee, thank you for the email. I appreciate that very much. And on the website, we've gotten comments. Usually, it's looking like at least one a day that we've been getting. And today, somebody says, for the video of the Mediterranean sellers that I put up there, he says, there's a book out on podcasting, and he provides a link, and then the name is just Guess Who. Well, I have no idea who that is, so if you're the person who gave me the link to the podcasting book, let me know who you are. Although you do give your email address, but it does look familiar, but I don't know who you are. I'm sure I've talked to you before, but I don't remember. And then playing on iTunes, the show on Tuesday, Tigger gives me a tough time about the headbanger music that the boyfriend and I were playing around with on Saturday, last Saturday. And it turns out that Tigger used to be a headbanger himself, and he liked all that grunge music and stuff, and he asked if I missed the grunge bus in the 90s, and I'm like, I wanted to tell him that, yes, Tigger, I totally missed the bus on the grunge music in the 90s. I never found that music enjoyable, but obviously hearing from you and now the boyfriend and then now you, that obviously there are some gays who really got into the grunge music. I just don't happen to be one of them. So, thank you for the comment, Tigger. And on the chit-chat show from Monday, Homer says something about don't breathe the new car smell too much because of the boyfriend's new car. Well, I love that new car smell. So, Homer, I'm going to be breathing as much as possible. And I did go to a car dealer on Monday to check out a Honda Civic Coupe, because I was talking about that I might be getting the Honda Civic Coupe. Well, they only had three on the lot, and none of them were the kind that I want, because I want the EX with the navigation system and everything. So I have to wait until their inventory goes up. And the guy said that he just has no idea when their next shipment's going to be. So I have to wait on getting a new car. I think that's all I wanted to talk about in terms of the listener email and comments. So, of course, as I was saying, this weekend I've got the photo shoot. You can go to the Archer Radio website and check out one of the photos that I think is a really good photograph. You may not agree, but I happen to really enjoy it and think that it's very artistic. So check it out. So, boys and girls, I think that's all I'm going to talk about for now. I did a few little jobs while I was talking, but not that many. Oh, you know what I want to do? I forgot about this. I want to do a Guess the Movie. So I'm going to, you know how it works. I'm going to play a clip, and then you can, if you know the movie, you can send me an email or a comment and telling me that you know what the movie is. Oh, speaking of that, I'm going to change topics here. You know, Special Delivery Mark took off. He kind of changed the whole Guess the Movie thing by he has Guess the Movie location. And what he did was he gave like two little clues on his podcast, and he put a picture on the website, on his website, and you had to guess which movie was filmed at that location. And I guessed it correctly. I'm not going to say what it is because he hasn't announced it on his podcast yet. So I won't give it away to those people who haven't made their guess yet or whatever. So I encourage you to go to Special Delivery Mark's website. You can go to the link off my page and check out the photograph and listen to his clue on the podcast and try to guess which movie it was. I have to say that I looked at the picture first because he had told me that he was going to be doing this. And then I listened to the podcast, and as soon as he gave me the clue and I had the picture in my head, I knew right away what the movie was. So you might know it as well. Now, I was talking about the Guess the Movie, and I haven't chosen which movie it's going to be yet. So I'm looking at all my DVDs, and I have to decide which movie it's going to be. And I don't know that it's necessarily going to be a gay-themed movie. My last couple ones weren't, I don't think. Oh, excuse me, but let's see. What should I choose? Oh, I have no idea. But by the time I edit this and put this together, you'll know which movie, or at least you'll have a movie clip. So listen to the movie clip and email me if you know what it is, or put a comment on the website, and I will talk about it next week on the next week's show. And since today's Thursday and Friday, and the weekend's always busy, I probably won't have another show until Monday, of course. So you'll have to come back then to check out what the movie was. Now, after the movie clip, that'll be the end of the show. So that's it. So enjoy the movie clip and email me. And don't forget to check out the picture on the website. So, okay, until next time, boys and girls. Bye. It's time for another edition of Guess the Movie. You know how it works. I play an audio clip, and you send me an email with your guess. Good luck and enjoy the clip. I hope you know the movie.
Seven, don't waste good lip gloss.
I know, Iona.
I mean, I don't mean to be a bitch or anything, but I don't think Mr. Wonderful's gonna happen tonight.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Wishful makeuping.
Wait, you babes are like talking a sign language that the old ducker here just does not understand. Now, would you mind filling me in here? I'm a little confused.
She got stood up, twerp.
Stood up? Wait, how's... Wait, I'm here! Wait, is this like one of those feminine mystique deals or something?
He showed.
Andy?
I'll get that.
Is this, you're gonna go out with this guy? I mean, is this, you know, like, a date or?
Yeah. I mean, you like him. He's not like the other guys. Seriously.
No, what? Andy! You really pissed me off, you know, because, you know, they shit all over everybody, including you. I can't believe you'd be this stupid.
Who's shitting on me? I'm not gonna let anybody shit on me.
He's gonna use your ass and throw you away. God, I would have died for you.
So what am I supposed to do? He asked me out and I like him. If I hate him because he's got money, just listen to me. If I hate him because he's got money, that's the exact same thing as them hating us because we don't. Do you understand?
You can't do this and respect yourself. You can't.
Well, I'll make that decision, all right?
Sure, you can do what you want.
You know, you're talking like that just because I'm going out with Blaine.
Blaine? His name is Blaine? Oh, that's a major appliance. That's not a name.
Just because I'm going out with Blaine doesn't mean I can't be friends with you. I mean, does it change the way I feel about you?
Oh, that's very nice. I'm glad. Here's the point, Annie. I'm not particularly concerned with whether or not you like me. Because I live to like you, and I can't like you anymore. So when you get your heart splattered all over hell and you're feeling really low and dirty, don't look to me to help pump you back up, because maybe for the first time in your life, I won't be there.
I can't believe you're actually saying this.
Well, I guess that's just tough shit.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.